God can feel far away. And we wonder if it's possible to shrink the space between Him and us.
All right, so we're starting a new series called Close. In our high school, you guys will be talking about one topic with this, and middle school will be on another. So high schoolers, you can go ahead, head over to room 202, and you're going to get started over there, okay? Sound good? All right, middle schoolers, you guys comfy? Okay, I'm going to make you a little bit uncomfy, okay? Just for like 3 seconds, okay? I need you guys to find a person of the opposite gender and face them in a thumb war. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Opposite gender. And face them in a thumb war. We are talking about a series. If you can't find someone of the opposite gender, you can find someone of the same gender.
Hey, thumb war champ. I cannot find my phone. I'll be right back.
Okay. Right, yeah, you're fine. All right, and once you're done, you can go sit back down. Okay, if you were a girl and you won your thumb war, can you guys raise your hand? And you won your thumb war, okay, four and a half-ish. Okay, if you were a guy and you won your thumb war, please raise your hand. Interesting, okay. I'm interested, I was really just trying to see if there's like some sort of gene or something that like, you know, runs some sort of chromosome that makes guys better at thumb wars or girls better at thumb wars. It looks like first service guys might have won that, so I'll continue my theory into second service and see how that goes. Maybe, you know, we'll see. So we're starting this new series called Close, and what would I want you guys to do to kind of start in your groups and get to know each other is I want you guys to answer the first question that's in our discussion questions. Have you ever been camping? Maybe tell where you have been camping, if you've been camping like once or multiple times. Tell us where you go camping. And then what is your favorite part of camping? So have you ever been camping? And then what is your favorite part of camping? And just so everyone has a clear understanding, camping and the word that we're using can be in a tent, can be in an RV, but when you're inside a room with four walls and a roof, that is no longer camping. So if you go to a cabin that has heat and air conditioning, that is not camping. Okay? All right, go. give you guys like 32 more seconds. Not sure. All right. I enjoy camping. I enjoy going out in the woods, and I enjoy getting away. So camping is something I like, and I usually go camping, and I sleep in a tent. But my favorite thing about camping is a fire. How many of you guys said your favorite thing about camping was like the campfire? Did anyone say, Brooke, you said that? Brooke loves fire. Does anyone say, yeah, I had Zach over here say campfire. You like a campfire? I love a campfire. And I love a campfire. I had a lot of people say s'mores. That's one of the reasons why I like a campfire. The other reason why I love a campfire is because it's so warm and cozy, right? And whenever you're like outside and it's like 40 degrees outside, like it's kind of cold and you're not really enjoying your life at that moment, there is nothing better than like standing like right up next to a fire or putting your feet or your wet socks or something up on a fire and just warming up and being so warm and cozy. I love that feeling. But what happens, and you guys can answer this, you can yell some answers out, what happens when you step away from that fire? Like let's say what happens when I'm right next to the fire, I take one step away from the fire. What now happened?
You get cold.
Less warm, cold, but I'm still okay, right? Like this is still all right. Like I still kind of feel a little bit of warmth, but I'm not like hot like I was, right? Okay, what if I take now two steps back? I just took another, right? What's the feeling now?
You died.
I died. Hypothermia. No, it's like a bear attacks you. Great. All of you guys are saying, yeah, it gets cold. And the thing is, like, if I'm next to a fire, it gets cold very quickly. Like, one step, I'm okay. Two steps, ooh, a little chilly. Three steps, like, I don't even feel that warmth anymore, right? Like, it gets cold very quickly. And then I love Adam's response over here. You get attacked by a bear, like, right? The thing is, though, fires are warm and cozy, but they also bring a lot of light and a feeling of safety in a very dark, scary area. A very dark, scary place. They bring a lot of light and comfort to those areas. Now, I like to imagine that God is a lot like fire, okay? That God is a lot like fire. That God is warm, and God is comforting, and God is light and safety in a dark, dark place. And I've experienced this multiple times in my life where this world, things that are happening in my life or in other people's lives, they're going through, or I was going through, really, really difficult things, really dark places. And God was light in those situations and saw me through those situations. His presence is welcoming and inviting. But what happens when we feel like we're 3 or 4 or 20 steps away from that fire? When we don't feel close to God? What does that look like? What does that feel like? I'm going to have you guys go ahead and actually jump into question 2, and I'll give you guys a few minutes to actually engage. What does it mean to be far away to God? What does it mean to be close to God? What does that look like, okay? And so go ahead and jump on that question, and I'll be back up in just a few minutes. back. That's fine. That might fix it. Check, 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 check. All right. Hey, so great. So you guys talked over a little bit. What does it look like to be close to God? What I want to hone in on this morning is what do we do when we feel far away from God, and how do we get closer to God? When we feel far away, how do we get closer to God? That's what I want to talk about this morning. And then that's if you were close to God and now you're not, or if that's like, I don't think I've ever really been close to God, how do I get closer to God? What we're going to do is we're going to look in scripture for that answer, okay? And so if you guys have Bibles, great. If you have like a Bible app, cool, you can use that. If you don't, we have a bunch of Bibles up here and up there. If you want to grab a Bible, if you don't have one, I will give you 22 and a half seconds to do that. Boom, go. Yeah. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to the book of James. James chapter 4. And James is a short book. It'll fly by quickly. And it's in the end of your Bibles, towards the back. It might, in fact, be easier to start from the back and work your way to the front. You'll see Revelation. You'll see three Johns, but those go really quickly. You'll see two Peters. Those also go very quickly. And then you see James. It's very far in the back. James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 is where we're going to be. Once you guys have it, once you guys find it, put your Bibles up in the air and then put them back down. Awesome. Thank you. Yes, awesome. Good job. James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Awesome, thank you. If you find it, throw your Bible up real quick. You're in the midst of finding it. James, nice. James, yes, awesome. Thank you, thank you. James 4, starting at verse 7. All right, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start reading for us. If you're still flipping through the pages, no worries, you'll get there in just a second. All right, here in verse 7, it says, check this out. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And this is where it gets like really important. This is where I'm going to really focus this morning. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Now, I think this is interesting. This is written by a guy named James. That's why it's called James. And it was written to a group of people called the Jewish people of the time. You guys know Judaism and people who are Jewish. Well, the people who were Jewish at this time would have come from a background, like generations and generations of people who would have been really close to God. And in fact, how these people got close to God was through practicing and doing certain things. So like animal sacrifice was one way that they got close to God. There were many ways that they got close to God. And it was through those things that they did that got them closer to God. And James is coming to them and is saying, you, and indicating that they're not close to God, you're not close to God. He's telling people that they're not close to God. That even though generations and generations before them have been, quote unquote, close to God, they are not. Now I love this, and I think it applies so much to us, a group of middle schoolers, because so often we think, oh man, because my grandpa was close to God, or maybe because my parents are close to God, aren't I like automatically close to God? Like doesn't that like automatically like qualify me to like know God or like be saved or like, you know, I'm in the church crowd or whatever? And that's not the case. That's exactly what James is telling them. Just because you come from this background, just because you're Jewish, just because generations before you have been the people of God, does not make you close to God. In fact, you are far from God. And so how do you get close to God when you're far away? James makes it really easy. He says, draw close to God, and God will draw close to you. Again, imagining that God is that fire. Does that fire have legs? And does that fire move away from you when you get closer? I think that'd be like a funny little cartoon. Like if someone was like out camping and they're like, was legs on a fire and like they kept trying to like warm up and the fire was like running away from them. That's not the way that God works. God does not move away from us. God is always present and always wants to be near to us. All we need to do, the situation that is wrong, is that we need to draw close to him. So how do we do that? How do we move closer to God? I want you guys to imagine a friend. How do you guys say, you're like, man, I've been friends with this person for a really long time, but the past couple years, we seem to kind of not be getting along or not be as close as we were. If you want to turn that situation around, what do you do? If you want to get close to that friend again, what would you do? I think there's two things. I think you have to change kind of the mentality of your heart. Like you kind of have to get past the whole like, oh, we just haven't been that close. You have to want to get close to them, right? Like your heart has to like want to be closer or to get along with them, okay? So you kind of have to change your heart a little bit. And then you have to go up and you have to start talking to the person, right? If you're never going to talk to the person, you're never going to really get that close to them again. You have to change your heart a little bit, but then you really have to start talking to them again. All right, so you guys are going to jump into groups and you're going to kind of try to pinpoint, hey, how far away do I feel from God right now? Like, do I feel like I'm not that close to God? And I want you guys to talk about how do you go after reconnecting with God? What does that look like literally in your life? And I encourage you, go through the questions, leaders, go through those questions. But at the end, there's a thing called the XP. And I encourage you guys to jump in and do that XP, because I think it'll be really cool to kind of do that this Sunday. And this is a 3-week series. We'll do it on the last Sunday, 2 weeks from now, okay? Sound good? All right. You guys have 20 minutes, so go for it.